At more than $142 a barrel, oil futures hit a new record today, and that means gas prices may soon go even higher. In many parts of the U.S., gas already costs well over $4 a gallon, but along the U.S.-Mexico border, there is another cheaper option. David Martin Davies of Texas Public Radio brings us this story about fueling up in Nuevo Laredo, Mexico.
There is an unending line of cars, trucks, and SUVs at the Nuevo Laredo Pemex gas station about half a mile from the border. Juan Cadenas has worked here for 3 years, and he's never been this busy. He doesn't mind it, except for the heat. It's 102 degrees.
The weather, that's the only thing.
Cadenas doesn't get a chance to cool off in the office because so many customers are coming across the Rio Grande to buy gas.
Right now, the 10% of people charge here. They are from the United States.
Cardenas says these motorists are here for a bargain because while gas has hit a record high north of the border, in Mexico, gas is still relatively cheap. How cheap? In Laredo, Texas this week, a gallon of regular was $3.95. But just across the river, it's over a dollar less, $2.73. For many Laredo, Texas residents like Elsa Campos, that makes filling up her Ford F-150 in Mexico a no-brainer.
With $20 I have in my truck, I can have half a full tank. I can have, with another $20 there, I have it bored.
But even while Elsa's big truck is gassing up, the engine is still running and the air conditioner is on full blast. Campos drove up to the Pemex station with her fuel gauge on empty because she said she needs to make the most out of her trips into Nuevo Laredo while she visits family.
Here, my husband's family lives here, so I have to come anyway to go ahead and see those people here. So I go ahead and fill the gas here.
Gas is cheap in Mexico because the price is set and subsidized by the government. Pemex, the Mexican petroleum company, is a state-owned monopoly. It controls the flow of oil from the ground to the gas pump. Juan Rivera lives and works in Laredo, Texas, but he comes to Nuevo Laredo to gas up, even though the quality of the Pemex fuel isn't as good. The quality of the gasoline is better in the United States, he says. The octane is much higher and gives better mileage, and the car won't stall. But right now, since the prices are so high, people come here looking for a better deal. Rivera adds STP, a fuel additive, to deal with the low quality of Mexican gas. And there are other costs to factor into the process. $5 for bridge crossing fees and the wait in line to go back. Because of U.S. border inspections, it takes at least an hour to cross while your car is idling and burning gas. And then there's the possibility of violence. In April, the State Department issued a travel alert advising U.S. citizens to stay out of Nuevo Laredo because of warring drug cartels and international kidnappings. Is it worth it to risk your life to save a few bucks on gas? Gas station attendant Juan Cadenas scoffs at the warnings. He says, you're okay unless you're in the drug trade.
No, it's not dangerous. It's danger for the people, danger.
With that, Cardenas goes back to pumping gas. In Mexico, you get full service. He'll also squeegee the windshield and can check your oil. But for that, Cardenas expects a tip. And with his extra American customers, he's making close to $100 a day. For NPR News, I'm David Martin Davies.